Welcome back to a podcast here. My name is John Bushnell. Been married almost 34 years and been counseling and mentoring young people for more than 20 years on in the area of relationships and marriage and of all ages, really, in that. And so I've been having some thoughts of as my children have grown up, and one of the things I didn't mention, I do have quite a few children. I have two sons that are already married and two daughters that are married. So I have two son-in-laws. I have two more young men that are both out of college now and asking questions, and we're having good debates and good discussions. And I have two daughters who are currently both being pursued, one pretty serious and the other one just getting started. And so as I think about marriage and protecting the marriage, but let me go back to reading Hebrews 13, verse 4, because that's what I'm focused on right now in this part, this few parts on this. Here, let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. And so here at the end of this great sermon, this great letter, the very end of it, the author of Hebrews is pouncing on this idea that we need to really guard the marriage bed, that there needs to be, it needs to be purposeful, that this is super, super important, right? So as I think about today's culture and where we are, I'm a little bit scared. And just an interesting side note to that is the word here that he uses for sexually immoral is actually the Greek word porno. I wonder where we get other words from that, right? So the porno industry has done a lot of damage, I think, to the male mind and to the idea that women are just to be objects and they're not bearers of the image of God. So there's just so much in this one verse that we could spend a lot of time. I want to read another verse here that sort of pertains to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, and that's from 1 Timothy. And Paul is writing to this young pastor and exhorting him. And he's talking about some of the things, to be careful of some of these people who forbid marriage and require abstinence from food. So this is in 1 Timothy chapter 4. So let me read that in context. And the Spirit expressly says that in later times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons through the insincerity of liars whose conscience are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. So marriage is a good thing from God, right? To kind of wrap that up. Marriage is a good thing from God, and we should be thinking about, okay, if this is a good thing from God and sex is supposed to be in marriage, sex is a good thing from God in marriage, so that we should keep sex in that. And so we have all these ideas from men that are, or from the human race, that are counter to God's word, counter to God's advice to us. And we can get busy and we can get distracted, and the next thing we know, we are far from what God would have for us, whether it's in marriage or in our sexuality or in our friendships and our walk. And so there's so many different areas that encounter. So how do we go about protecting the marriage? But how do we go about setting up our Christianity in a way that starts to better impact the culture in the area of marriage and sex and relationships? And I think one of the things we have to do is we have to go about encountering young men. We have to engage the mind of the young man in a much better way. And so I go back to this guy, J.C. Ryle, Thoughts for Young Men, that he wrote. He says, I dwell on these things more because this is an age of reading. Of making many books, there seems no end, though few of them are really profitable. Whoa, imagine if this guy lived today, right? So I said that a little bit yesterday, imagining him living today, but just in the area of he's thinking about books and what men are reading, and he's worried about that. And I think he's a good point. So one of the things I want to draw us to is let's get back to reading God's word. He goes on to write, young men, give the Bible the honor due to it every day you live. Whatever you read, read that first. So are we really reading God's word? Or do we just know a few stories in it? And we go to it when we think we have an argument that, oh, I think I know a scripture that's going to help me win that argument. No, we need to be, this needs to be a book that we really are in every single day, that we are devoted to reading it. It is more important to us than anything else that we do outside of our most intimate relationships, and even maybe arguably because it's a part of an intimate relationship, it's even that valuable, right? So for me, I've had my seasons where I've been in the Word, going after it super, super hard. I've had my seasons where that was not the case. And I've had books that have drawn me back toward reading God's Word. And I've had seasons in my life where others have come into my life and really helped me get there. So I want to encourage, exhort you. I want to provoke you to read God's Word. Really provoke you to be reading God's Word. Right? Reading the Bible. That's what we need to be doing. And that is one way we protect the marriage bed. That is definitely one way we can be better equipped to be the men of God that God has called us to be. Again, my name is John Bushnell. You'll listen to my podcast, Making Marriage Great Again. Again, marriage is something God made, not man-made. God made, but He does give us tools and to make it great and to protect our wives and to protect our daughters. Hope that you'll reply or write down any questions you may have, and we'll try and get to those. God bless you.